death. Indifference towards birth or death is immortality. But you've got a bunch of stuff underlined here. Here's one that might be interesting to some of you mystics. Speaking of herself, mine is a state of knowledge-ignorance. I do not know what I know. That's her talking about herself. Mine is a state of knowledge-ignorance. I do not know what I know. And she says, this is a little section where she's talking about herself, which she apparently was quite willing to do at times. There are not many mothers. There's only the one mother who has become many mothers. I am the I that has become all eyes. I am the I for which there is no you. That's who she is. She's the I for which there is no you. And people who encountered her said that when she looked at them, there weren't two people. They had an experience in which there's only one person, and it wasn't either one of them. It was, yeah. Okay. And here's one. Remember, she set up this little community as a example of what could be done. Living joyously together, no hierarchy. And she wasn't an idealist. She knew the world we live in. But nonetheless, seeds can be planted. But this is one of her things. No one in the world ought to experience poverty. The aspiration, hers, the aspiration is that everyone should joyfully eat and then just wander about. Have a little bite to eat, wander about. You know, and then lastly, her message. Because people are always asking her, do you have a message? So, question, do you have a message for people? Answer, a message? I have nothing of that name. I have not given anything as a message, as if I ever thought that what we are doing or can do anything. That which makes things happen and that which happens, that is the message. If you can do it, eat what you have with contentment, give to others with loving care, and have faith that God is doing everything. That's her message. And then somebody asks her about, well, what if one of your, quote, children misbehaves? She says, well, I might admonish them, but to think, she says, punishment for mother is inconceivable. I have come to save, not to punish. So even if one of her people kind of gets it wrong, she'll admonish them, but she won't punish them. So this is a woman who eventually will probably become rather well known. And she taught, unlike Amici, who taught a lower paths, more accessible to more people, this woman's teaching, and she says, that I'm teaching the very highest path. It's a path all the other paths lead to, that non-dual awareness. And there are quite a few instances, as there were with this Ananda Maya Ma, some of you heard a lecture on some time ago. After this lady left her body, there are quite a number of instances of people who are still receiving help from her. And there's a quote in here I didn't read you where she says, I will be continuing to help you after I'm, quote, gone. So this raises interesting questions about the nature of reality. And it's kind of interesting to think, isn't it, that none of us are doing anything? Yeah. That Ananda Maya Ma said, if you can understand the words, nothing happened, you'll have the whole story. Nothing happened. So good luck. Next time we'll be talking about someone just as mysterious but more accessible, namely the Four Noble Truths of Buddhism, which are considered to be the heart of Buddhism. All the different forms of Buddhism that have developed, and there are many of them, they all acknowledge the Four Noble Truths as being the heart of it. It was his first teaching after he achieved enlightenment. I just want to close by mentioning something that I heard mentioned last Saturday morning. I went to hear took a friend to hear a talk by Houston Smith, who's kind of a world-renowned scholar of religions. He did an amazing series with Bill Moyers on world religions that aired from time to time on PBS. And he and I have been friends for almost 40 years and correspond a couple times a year maybe. And this friend of mine had wanted to meet him for 20 years, so that I took him up Saturday morning to meet him. And in the course of his talk, in Houston, this is a talk where anyone can go. You know, it's not like limited to certain kinds of people or anything. It's open to the public. All you had to do is pay your money and go. So this isn't a talk to a certain little group of people. It's just, he's just talking to like everybody, anyone and everybody. And suddenly he's saying, I'd like you to, if possible, observe a moment of silence, because my friend, I think he said my good friend, the Dalai Lama, sent an envoy to me, sent a person directly to Houston Smith from India, Dalai Lama, India, sent someone to Berkeley to Houston Smith to tell Houston Smith that the Dalai Lama has prostate cancer. And he's under the best medical care, and that his chances are 60-40. And Dalai Lama, or Houston Smith asked the envoy, well, what did the Dalai Lama say about what if it's 40, i.e. what if he's not going to make it? And the envoy said, told Houston Smith that the Dalai Lama has said he'll leave the world with a very powerful message. And for some reason he made that public. So I'm also making it public. So if any of you choose to send your good thoughts in that direction, feel free to do so. So next time we'll be on Buddhism. Yeah, thank you for coming. See ya.